Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flagstead moves to third. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tarbert is hit by the pitch. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke catches it and throws to first to double up Shaner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-0 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tarbert hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstad. Sisler reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Bennett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with roughing covering, for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Gerber moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing is hit by the pitch. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Ruffing moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Ruffing moves to third. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruffing scores. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartley moves to second. Red Rawlings pinch runs for Grover Hartley. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.